Jesus stands before us today as a mighty champion, a true hero. What strength we see in our Master today. He offers his back to those who strike him, his cheeks to those who pluck his beard. But he is no helpless victim. He is a self-possessed man who chooses to not to resist or turn away from suffering for the sake of the love of all humankind. We see him with his face like flint, unmoved by insults and spitting, strong enough to absorb pain and suffering rather than to return it in kind. We see him today as a man so strong in humble love that he is among his inferiors as the one who serves them. We see him as the man who bravely does God's will despite his own inclination. We see him as a man so strong in selflessness that he will not inflict suffering on others for the sake of his own well-being or defense, but rather reaches out to heal the enemy who came to arrest him. We see him after incredible violence against him, physical torture, verbal insult, master over any anger and bitterness, and generously forgiving from the cross the enemies who put him there. Has such strength and bravery ever been seen before or since? And how significant it is that the one who acknowledges such bravery and strength in this man is the centurion. The centurion whose entire life was based on a different code in which violence saves, war brings peace, and might makes right. He is the one who confesses that here is true might in that brave-hearted, nonviolent man on the cross. Truly, he says, this was an upright man. Are we strong enough to be his true disciples?